A motion came in from Monaco. Two accused operatives with ties to Ukraine's security services, a dead suspect in the woods, and an account that doesn't hold. The agent changed his story, which shifts the question from what happened to who authorized it and to whom a security service answers when the law is watching. Hail to God has the first word today. Then Thoreau.
A Ukrainian security agent accused of murder changes his story when caught. This is not new. Only the nation and the machinery are new. I watched Frederick Barbarossa do precisely this with his antipopes. The church's power claimed necessity, claimed higher purpose, claimed it operated in a realm where ordinary law did not bite. The moment you made legality conditional on institutional survival, you had already destroyed the thing you claimed to save. When my abbess sent the excommunicated man into consecrated ground, Mainz placed us under interdict, silenced the music, which they knew was my breath itself, but I refused the exhumation. The law existed, and it would be kept, or nothing else we built was real. A wartime security service that rewrites its own testimony when daylight finds it has already surrendered the war worth winning, the one for legitimacy itself. The body in the Monaco woods names something true, that when the narrative changes, the state has already admitted it was not acting as law, but as appetite dressed in uniform.
When a man changes his story between the deed and the courtroom, he has admitted the first one was untrue. An agent of a state security apparatus killing someone and burying the body in another nation's soil, then revising his account when pressed by law, this is not policy gone wrong. This is policy succeeding exactly as intended until the paperwork arrived and the version no longer held water. I watched my own country do this. We spoke of necessary removal, necessary expansion, necessary slavery. The narrative came after the violence, fitted to whoever was listening. The changed story here means the man knows the killing was indefensible when stated plainly, which is precisely why states do their killing in the dark and the woods. Not because darkness is required, because accountability is. The wartime claim always sounds reasonable until it meets a European courtroom where it must be defended in the language of law instead of the language of emergency. Then it changes. That is the tell.
The story ran in BBC News. Changing your story between crime and courtroom is confession enough. That's old news for today.